It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. Many al-Qaeda leaders have been killed or captured since the network was driven out of Afghanistan. But not, as is well known, Osama bin Laden or his deputy, Ayman al-Zawahiri. And within intelligence circles, there's debate over whether the terrorist network has recovered from the setbacks it suffered after 9/11. Some analysts say al-Qaeda is a shell of what it once was. U.S. intelligence officials are not so sure. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Take your pick of judgments on al-Qaeda's strength these days. President Bush, always on the bright side, like last month before the Conservative Political Action Conference.
The Taliban, al-Qaeda, and their allies are on the run.
But the president's own intelligence agencies do not say al-Qaeda is on the run. National Intelligence Director Michael McConnell, in his most recent threat assessment, said the core al-Qaeda leadership has, quote, regenerated. Having survived the global war on terror, al-Qaeda, in this view, is again a centrally directed network with military capabilities. Here's what McConnell said about al-Qaeda 2 weeks ago on CNN.
They have the leadership that they had before. They've rebuilt the middle management of the trainers, and they're recruiting very vigorously.
U.S. analysts say the key development in the al-Qaeda comeback was a September 2006 ceasefire agreement in Pakistan between the government and Islamic militants in the area along the border with Afghanistan. With Pakistani security forces staying out of the region, al-Qaeda militants were free to establish a safe haven in that area. Michael Leiter is the acting director of the National Counterterrorism Center.
I think that safe haven has made al-Qaeda stronger today than it was 2 years ago. That has allowed it to recruit, train, and deploy individuals in plots against Western Europe and potentially the homeland.
The homeland being the United States. Before 2006, al-Qaeda was arguably on the run, under attack, its mid-level leadership decimated. Osama bin Laden and his associates could inspire Islamic militant groups in Africa and the Middle East, but not direct them. Army Major Reed Sawyer from the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point says that's now changing. Al-Qaeda's central leadership is once again taking charge.
What we have been observing is al-Qaeda's attempt to reassert control throughout their disparate networks with al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and the Horn of Africa to provide guidance and mentoring, if you will, as well as some funding to these organizations. And so the organization has coalesced again because of its ability to have sanctuary, and that's really given it such a benefit that can't be overstated.
Michael Scheuer, until 2004, a top al-Qaeda specialist at the CIA, goes even further in his assessment.
I think al-Qaeda as an organization was never seriously damaged. What we're seeing is it has a new base, it's fairly comfortable where it sits at the moment, and it is able to go back to doing the things it did since 1988.
But not entirely. The world has changed in recent years, and so has al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is now on the internet. It even has its own media company producing videos for radical Islamist websites. This is a new factor. The internet makes it possible for al-Qaeda to promote its version of jihad or holy war and solicit recruits throughout the Muslim world. Al-Qaeda expert Reed Sawyer says the internet even provides a training mechanism, taking the burden off al-Qaeda bases in Pakistan.
What the internet has really created for al-Qaeda and its affiliated groups is a virtual sanctuary. This ability for individuals to meet online, to discuss, think about operations in a strategic sense, and then for, in essence, distance learning to occur, where videos can be uploaded, instructional videos, and any individual can come along and download that information and conduct operations with it.
One of the things this means, however, is that jihadis ready to engage in terrorism may no longer need al-Qaeda Central. In recent years, many homegrown terrorist groups have sprung up. Mark Sageman, a former CIA agent and forensic psychiatrist, has closely tracked the evolution of the jihadi movement. He thinks most of the terrorism conducted these days has little to do with the senior al-Qaeda leadership.
What we have here is a variety of local movements, people who hang out together, who decide to do something, and we lump them with al-Qaeda and raise a status, whereas we really should kind of treat them as local common criminals, not really make heroes out of them for young people to emulate.
Sageman does not dispute that the al-Qaeda leadership has been able to resettle in the Pakistani border area, but he says this new al-Qaeda sanctuary is nothing like what it had in Afghanistan before 9/11.
Now what people call a training camp is really a rented house for about a month that has maybe half a dozen people.
With his new book, Leaderless Jihad, Sageman has become a key figure in the debate over whether the al-Qaeda organization is a growing threat. He argues that the old al-Qaeda of Osama bin Laden is now less important, with homegrown groups becoming the new face of global terrorism. It's largely an optimistic view. Small local terrorist groups are less likely to assemble a nuclear weapon or carry out large, complex plots like the 9/11 attacks. Moreover, Sageman argues that the old al-Qaeda vision of holy war leading to the establishment of a new Islamic caliphate hasn't proved very successful in practice.
Al-Qaeda is strong as long as it's a fantasy. In the three instances where Al-Qaeda-like movement took control of territories, namely Afghanistan under the Taliban, some parts of Algeria during the civil war in the 90s, and Al-Anbar province in Iraq, the reality never lived up to those fantasies, and therefore people after a while became disillusioned and then strongly disillusioned to the point where they turn against the Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda-like movement.
Of these three cases, the clearest is the experience of the so-called Al-Qaeda in Iraq organization, largely led by foreigners. Many Iraqi Sunnis have rejected the group's violent ways, especially its willingness to attack other Muslims. In Pakistan, radical Islamist parties identified with Al-Qaeda suffered big setbacks in recent elections. But Al-Qaeda in Iraq was always something of a maverick group, and the election results in Pakistan may have had more to do with local factors than with an ideological rejection of the Al-Qaeda message. Former CIA officer Michael Scheuer, whose new book is titled Marching Toward Hell, says it's a mistake to conclude from recent developments that Al-Qaeda is on its way out.
We're very quick to ascribe defeat to the enemy when they don't have a success, when we expect them to have a success. We tend to think if we're not attacked when we expect an attack, that we've won or the enemy is not capable of doing it. And many times it's just an issue of patience.
Al-Qaeda may, in fact, be weaker and less dangerous than it seemed a few years ago, or it could just be evolving and possibly growing stronger. One lesson to be learned from previous intelligence judgments about the terrorism threat is that they can be wrong. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.